The Washington, D.C. area has some of the worst traffic congestion in the country. Officials and business groups in Virginia think one solution is to build another bridge across the Potomac River. But that idea isn't going over well in Maryland. Officials there say that while the bridge might help the traffic problem, it will threaten a unique agricultural preserve and lead to more sprawl. NPR's Cynthia Johnston reports.
Jim Goff has a miserable commute.
On a good day, it takes me about an hour and 15 to 20 minutes to get to work. Going home is much worse. Some days it can be 3 hours.
Goff figures his home in Germantown, Maryland, lies only about 15 miles from his job in Ashburn, Virginia. But to get there, he has to cross the Potomac River, and that's the problem. There are no bridges for over 30 miles along this stretch of river. So Goff drives 20 miles south in bumper-to-bumper traffic to cross the American Legion Bridge into Virginia. He then drives another 20 miles north to get to his job. Goff says the hours he spends on the road are taking a toll on his personal life.
You know, I got two big boys in high school and a wife who likes to see me every now and then. And you know, I like to do things. I belong to the Lions Club. I like to go out and help people, you know, and this really saps into your time if you spend it all on the road.
There are no exact figures, but about 80,000 Marylanders and 40,000 Virginians cross this part of the Potomac every day to get to their jobs. Nearly all of them use the American Legion Bridge. With so much traffic funneled to one place, almost every nearby route also backs up for miles. Goff is part of a group of Maryland citizens who want another bridge built across the Potomac. They're joined by Virginia officials and high-tech firms in both states who are worried that traffic congestion could threaten the area's economy. David Guernsey is chairman of the Chamber of Commerce in Fairfax County, Virginia.
We're now number two in congestion in the United States. There's another statistic which is equally daunting, and that is we're number one in the United States in terms of lost income due to congestion.
Guernsey says a new bridge should be located somewhere near the midpoint of the two existing crossings. It would be linked to Interstate 270, a major commuter route, by a new toll road that bridge advocates have dubbed the Techway. But in Maryland, it's not that simple.
I think we're all in agreement that we need another bridge. And the question is, where do you put it?
Doug Duncan is county executive of Montgomery County, Maryland.
I've looked at all kinds of maps. I've driven around. I don't see how you get from the river to 270, 370 without going through all these established neighborhoods. Another option is to put it right in the middle of our farmland, which I think it would be a horrible mistake.
The farmland is Montgomery County's agricultural reserve. Over the last 20 years, the county has set aside almost a third of its land for farming. Duncan says the reserve has become a kind of line in the sand against sprawl.
Did we want to live in a county that paved over everything, that had development everywhere? Or did we want to say we're going to make a conscious effort to set aside open space and preserve something more than just parkland?
Maryland officials believe Virginia would benefit more from the bridge than Maryland would. Virginia has fewer restrictions on land use. It also has a larger high-tech community and is more aggressive at luring businesses. So rather than build a new bridge, Maryland officials prefer to widen an existing one about 10 miles north of the Montgomery County line. They say that would provide an adequate crossing while protecting the agricultural reserve. Chickens clamor for their morning meal on a small farm near River Road. At this end, the road is a narrow gravel track that twists and dips through the woods. It's a far cry from its origins in Washington, D.C., as four lanes of concrete and asphalt. Away from the city, the shopping centers and rows of townhouses gradually give way to open fields. Sheep and Black Angus cattle graze on a hillside. Dolores Milmo has lived along River Road for 8 years.
It's such a rural experience, only 35 miles from the White House. We have rural and rustic roads, we have working farms with wonderful vistas, and it just has a much less stressful pace of life.
If it weren't for the agricultural reserve, there might not be much farming in Montgomery County. Farmers must go miles away to buy seeds and machinery. Few raise livestock anymore. Most fill niche markets, like growing organic vegetables for restaurants. Milmo says the rural character that remains would be threatened by the Techway. George Kephart, a retired farmer and former county planning board member, agrees.
You cannot believe the pressure and persistence of the development industry. And there's no way, once that road is in there, they will develop. They will destroy the ag preserve. There are people not willing to sit on their land or put it in preservation, and it'll start to break up and it will go. There's no question.
But bridge advocates deny the road will lead to sprawl. Pat Herity of the Northern Virginia Technology Council says every proposal calls for limiting access to the Techway, and a wide swath of land on both sides of the road would be dedicated to parkland. Herity says any environmental damage is nothing compared to the price paid by commuters stuck in traffic.
Anytime you build a road, you're going to destroy some of the rural character. That's a given. But at the same time, right now, we're destroying the lives of the working men and women of Montgomery County and Northern Virginia. I mean, as they spend their lives in roads instead of home with their children.
For now, both sides are awaiting the results of a federal study of the bridge that began earlier this year. And it's likely to be an issue in next year's local elections. The outcome may ultimately come down to what the people of Montgomery County decide they hate more, traffic or sprawl. Cynthia Johnston, NPR News, Montgomery County, Maryland.